Okay, let's discuss this morning. We started off, and I'll just recap the basic halacha we learned. We learned the halacha that when you have a yid and a goy, the yid and the goy are allowed to go and enter into a partnership together, on the condition that they're entering into the condition that they make when they enter into the partnership is that the Schar Shabbos and the work of Shabbos should be the responsibility of the goy. The work of a day in the weekdays, keneged that day, should be the responsibility of the yid. And with that situation, we learned they're allowed to enter into a partnership. We also learned a important halacha. We learned an important halacha that the yid is not allowed to tell the goy that he needs to work on Shabbos. And the simply it's done as a way where Yom Echad, the Yom HaShabbos belongs to the Goy, the Yom HaShavua belongs to the Yid, and if it's done in that type of a oifen, it's a way where the business is allowed to happen.
How does the Goy know?
So that's the condition made up front, and let's
we are allowed to talk about it.
That's the condition made up front, exactly. We said that once the condition is made up front that way, thereafter it's no problem. The two of them are allowed, once there is an original condition made that way, the two of them, the guy is allowed to be meichel, and then there's no concern. So you're fine. What I want to talk about by the shir is I want to add a important halacha that we didn't discuss before, and that is, there was a very heavy debate throughout the years between the Rabbonim about a concept called a hetter mechira on Shabbos. The hetter mechira on Shabbos is a very complicated discussion. It's not like the case of the mechaber where there's actually a partnership, but rather what you do is you create a partnership in order to make it possible for the business to operate in this fashion. In other words, there's a one thing we said clearly: if you have a real partnership, which the goy owns the Shabbos and the yid owns the weekdays, then that would be a partnership which is mutter to have. The question here is, we're not talking about a partnership which really exists, but rather we're doing something similar to a mechiras chametz, to a heter iska. We're doing this l'kavod Shabbos. Are we allowed to do that on Shabbos or not to do a heter mechira? It's something that was very heavily debated throughout the gedolim, throughout all the generations, and I want to share with you the tshuvas that have been written on this subject. So, let's move right beyond the Mishnah. I'm sorry? No, you create the shtar mechira beforehand in order to be able to do it on Shabbos. So let's discuss if it's mutter or not. Let's discuss if this is harama or not. That's what we're going to discuss by the shir. Okay. So take a look. The first one, who's probably one of the most noted tshuvas on this subject, is a tshuvas Divrei Chaim. Okay. Let's take a look at the Divrei Chaim. He's one of the most quoted and one of the most famous tshuvas on this subject. So take out the Mishabura, right after Mishabura, take out the Divrei Chaim. Okay. The Divrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Sanza, okay, Simon Hay. Let's take a look at the Divrei Chaim. He says as follows: Biyosi b'tzel karosi, ivachatzus kotshri yisipa lefone kvoyte rosoi, es derech kinyonoi la'akim b'shabes ba'sokov. The way that he made a kinyan with a goy regarding his business for Shabbos. Vihine ladati shemalas kvoy terosei makna liakem chelik kadeshe bederech zeyeh mutar lanochri lasik b'Shabbos. This deal that he made, that he was makna part of his business to a goy in order to be able to be open on Shabbos, ki adata denafsha ka'ovit, like we learned this morning, there's a concept that if the goy is doing it, adata denafsha, it's fine. The take of all believe you lame likvoterose ki derech ze lo yikin ba'enai. The Divrei Chaim says, I right away wanted to tell him that this path is an inappropriate path. The kvaharachti beze lahoshev ala heter shenosnoi eze ge'oinez manenu al derech ze. And he says there were certain ge'oinim in his time, the Divrei Chaim writes, that were wanted to do this mechira kinyan with a goy in order to keep your business open on Shabbos. Elani is dati derech ze deloy ze derech anochoin kashavar. He says, the Divrei Chaim says, I'm not nicha to this concept of this heta mechira for Shabbos. Dehine. Loi mi boi lefi asher isi heta nichtav shemaniya chelik mi mei elisar asher socha mi meni hakvar. The zevadi loi mahani klal de mai shayach nochri adata de nafshe ka'ovid ha'asar eini yodei ma'uma mei avoida v'raka yisrol. He says, what are you talking about? The Divrei Chaim says, well, tell me about the shtar mechira that you made. He said, what you did was, you simply wrote a shtar, that a chelik mimei elisar, that 1/100 of the profit goes to the goy. So the Divrei Chaim says, let's think about this a second. He says, this goy, does he know anything about the sale? Of course not. He says, Hayisrol, soich avodim, ibehemis, v'sharei kol itstarchis. What happens? The business operates. The yidis soich di avodim, the behemis, the trucks, the
he owns everything.
Everything. He owns everything. He runs everything. V'sharei kol tzachis. V'hapei alam einem makim la'sar klal. Do you have one worker in the company that recognizes this sar that officially owns the business for Shabbos? V'chol ha'malocha nasa rak b'shlichas ha'yehudi ha'oisik b'zeh. Ivehem toyosem malocha al pi tzivi ha'yehudi. So the behemah works because the yid set to work. The workers work because the yid left instructions to work on Shabbos. Zeh vadei osa da hava mamash oisem malocha al pi tzivuyov. Ivehemoisov da osa medaraisa. He's working, his animals, it's osa medaraisa, he says. V'rak afil limker la hapaket hamemun al havoy de chelik echad. Now, this is another concept in the Shtar Mechira. You actually, Reb Moshe works with this concept. What you do is, you sell to the paket hamemuna al avoy de chelik echad. What you do is you take, and happens to be to some very interesting heta mechiras that are in Igros Moshe, where Reb Moshe structured them as follows. You have a worker. He's a controller. He's your CEO of your company, right? He owns the he runs the company. Now, perhaps they're working al pitzivuyoy. Why al pitzivuyoy? Because he's actually running the company. Now, this is a person who you can say they're working al piv, not on my say so. They're working on his say so. So what happens? You give instructions that you tell the guy that runs your company, your CEO, you say, you know what? I'm going to make a deal with you that you get a seventh of the profits of the business. And many times this works. You have a company that throws off $1 million a year, so perhaps it may work to have him as the person who is running who's actually taking that amount of profits, and you can make a real bona fide deal. It's really possible. Gam kenasa kalei beemes ene mechashvim v'noisen loy chelik klal. Okay, v'nehi da harama muta afilu b'davar shehi min ha-Torah. So the Divrei Chaim says, I don't like this plan. Ah, mazel tov. He says, if the osma de raisa, v'raka filo limka la paket ha-mamun al-avoy, the chelik echad gam ken osa, kelei be'emes ene mechashvim v'noisen loy chelik klal. V'nehi da harama muta afilu b'davar shehi min ha-Torah. So he says, one second, Kalei be'emes eina mechashvim v'noisen lechelik klal. The Divrei Chaim specifically calls out what Reb Moshe does differently in his tshuva. He says, do you really sit down with the CEO of the company and give him a seventh of the profits? Or rather, not a seventh of the profits, do you really sit down with the CEO of the company and figure out how much money was earned on Shabbos that he can take out that exact amount of money? No. So again, what does this fall under the category of? Harama. It's not a real sale, and therefore he says you can't do that at the mechira.
So you make the agreement that you're not really going to keep the agreement.
Correct. Most of the agreements that I've seen on, many of the agreements that I've seen on Shtar Mechira for Shabbos that are not done properly are done like a kol chamir v'kol chamir, where you simply get up and you say a pizman, and you think that solves the issue. Usually it does not solve the
issue.
Why
doesn't it work on Pesach?
Pesach, if you remember last year,
yes.
A week before Pesach, we said a shir with a very famous Tshuvas Chacham Sofer about the Mechira for Chometz being a Harama B'Alma. And we said a very important yesod, that there is one concept in the Mechira. The Chacham Sofer says that the Mechira has to be a Mechira, that it's irreversible. There were taka, by the way, certain Shtar Mechiras for some of the companies that are done improperly. I'm not going to mention now which company, but some of the earlier Shtar Mechiras done for Pesach in the United States had a very serious issue. And that issue was that they were done in a way where if the Yid decided he wants to keep The guy rather decided he wants to keep the chametz. He can't keep them. Because the attorneys of those corporations had a very big issue, because according to the Shtar HaMechiras, if the guy would decide to take all the inventory of the company, a lot of the big corporations, when they give it to the in-house counsel, right? So what happens? They say, I'm very sorry, I will not allow the company to sign something, and they're prior owners, that the company can technically go and be taken over by another yid.
They could set a price. That's enormous.
No, the price has to be set based on the market rate. Right. But you have to be willing. One thing, if you want a shtar mechira for Pesach to work, you have to be willing to accept that in the event that the guy comes along and he says, yeah, thank you very much after Pesach, I'm not selling it back to you, you have to be willing to give him all your inventory. And if you're not willing to do that, the sale is not a sale. If you're not willing to do that, okay? They said at Salem Arab, 1 year on Pesach, the guy came knocking on his door on Shvi Shal Pesach for a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
So he was so tzefridin, he says, wow, you see, it's a real Shtar Mechira. It's a real Shtar Mechira.
The guy asked, what's his business?
The Noy Yehuda story is a bit of a different story. The Noy Yehuda is rather a difficult story. The story there is that there was a guy that went and sold the Kretschmer. And the Kretschmer went and sold whiskey. And there was a problem that he walked out the second day Yontif. And the second day Yontif, there was a big party going on over there in the pub. They were old, and he knew he would never recover. So he didn't know what to do. So there's two tshuvas. The Shari tshuva brings two tshuvas. One tshuva was that he said when the guy gets shikha, pull the key out of his pocket. The guy got shikha, and the guy was lying in front of the pub, and he went and he pulled the key out of his pocket, so the guy couldn't get in the next day to drink more whiskey. That's one tshuva. The other tshuva, the other tshuva was the Rav called him in. It was Zachsa by the Yad Ephraim. He called him in and he said to the guy, I have a shlichus for you. Can you please deliver this letter to a place? It's going to take you a week to go back and forth with the cheshvan, that by the time he comes back, he won't be able to drink. The Shai Tshuva paskins in both cases that the mechira is a good mechira. I'll explain to you what he says. He says the reason why the mechira is a good mechira, because there the mechira was chal. You just figured out a way to keep him away from his own whiskey. So that's no problem. But in the case where the sale on its surface is not a bona fide sale, it wouldn't be a sale.
He has a tshuva where he sent another Yisrael to a different town. We're not going to this town. To a different town.
Right.
He sold it to the guy.
Right.
Matzah Yontif.
Yeah.
This Shliach Yisrael went to the guy to buy off the...
oh, yes. Okay, you're talking about that tshuva. Where he went and he bought it off the guy, famous tshuva.
I
said, yes, it belongs to the second guy, Taka. Yes.
So that's how you do it?
Yeah, no, that's an eight. Go ahead, yeah?
Many years ago, I had a competitor. He bought some Rochus.
No?
Yeah, the same business.
Right.
So his foreman told me every Friday he signed over to him.
To the foreman,
On Sunday, he took it back. He signed it. He took it back.
Oh.
He did it every week.
Listen to this story. We have a Maisa Rav over here. He has a story where there was a person who had a business, and he had a foreman, and he signed over his business to this foreman every single Friday.
Every Friday.
And he took it back on Sunday.
A
big tzaddik, a satmar chuset, gevaldik. And I want to ask you one question.
Was a competitor, man.
Your competitor. Ask him one question. I wish I could.
What happened?
I wish I can find the person now to ask him one question. Who kept the profits for Shabbos?
Well, the foreman told me the story, but I
didn't ask the foreman. Who made the money for that Shabbos? Was it a shtar, or the money, the profits of Shabbos went to the goyish foreman?
It was supposed to.
Oh, I want to hope it did. If that's what happened, then it's a great sale.
Why can't you be down the kashrus?
I'm down the kashrus.
I don't know who worked it out. I'm sure.
Rabbi Bellman.
Because
they gave a certain percentage to the guy.
I don't know who worked out the
star. We made a certain fee.
Give me a few moments. I'll get to the details.
I don't know who worked out the star, but I suppose he didn't go to Moshe Feinstein.
I have here in this booklet.
He probably went to his rabbi.
I want to tell you something. I don't know, because I have in this booklet three tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, beautiful ways he wrote ahead to Mechira. So we'll talk about it in a moment. Let's continue a bit. let's talk after the shir. There's a lot to cover. I don't want to miss out on all we have to cover. Everybody has very important points we need to cover. Let's go. So the Divrei Chaim says, I have two issues so far. Issue number one is, he says, your sale is not bona fide because at the end of the day, you're running the business, not the guy. Issue number two, he says, the sale's not a sale for a second reason. Why is a sale not a sale? Because he says, even if you say that the guy is running the business because he's the foreman, it has to be that he walks out with the profits. If he doesn't walk out with the profits, it doesn't work. Okay? Number two. So actually, by the way, it's very interesting. In the Igros Moshe, when he does do a Shtar Mechir for Shabbos, he actually has cases where the CEO of the company actually earns close to a seventh of the profits of the company. And that is one way you can structure a bona fide Mechir for Shabbos. Why is it a bona fide Mechir for Shabbos? Because that works perfectly. Let me get invited to Rabbi Yisai. He says, "V'nei da rama muta afilu b'davashim inat Torah." Now, this is a very famous discussion to answer the mechiras chametz concept. Nehi that a harama works even by something that's minat Torah. The loika tvuas shor. This is a very famous tvuas shor. The tvuas shor was ma'ara mechiras chametz. He held that it's harama. There's a big shaila in the achroinim. If harama works only by the rabbanon, even by the raisa, the Divrei Chaim says, "I'm going to go with the roif ha'poiskim that say you can do a harama even by the raisa." Mikoma can akapanim leishayich adat the nafshika of it, kibin sheyodeya shelo yitzbach loy mizeh peula b'shabbos shim revach v'oisal das ha'yisrael mamish. But so he says, if the guy knows he's not earning money, then he's doing it adata di yisrael mamish, and the sale's not a sale. But filia day she is in loy mizeh schar she ovid she avoid hashvach hayne she itin loy ezes schar bad hamalachas yisrael dezeh osa davik shlichoi veloy shayich bezeh adata di nafshik ovid. Now he approaches another angle. Even if he knows that they're going to give him from the schar, which means they're going to give him a added bonus, a tip. He says that makes it worse, the Divrei Chaim says, because the Yid's working, the Yid's making money. And now the Yid says, all right, you run my business for me on Shabbos and I'll give you a bonus. Also no good. Okay? By avoidus hakarka, or yayoris hamavashlois, yayin sarv, kim shidei b'amashlo, yitin loy mizeh klal, rak scha bat shoysim lech zishrol, zeh valios, medina. V'adar abba, gorem mikotzas, kim avoyed, soy perikam of the Shabbos. It's worse than the case that we learned before the Shia. V'gam, another problem, the Divrei Chaim says. How do I find the right kinyan? You need a kinyan aliba to kill alma. And there's a whole taisus of gimel and kedushin. Which kinyan works for a guy? Which kinyan doesn't work for a guy?
Go to your local rabbi.
But he says he's the rabbi shel kol bnei agoyle, the Divrei Chaim, and he says I have a problem. He says I don't know which kinyan to do. Okay. So he speaks about what's the appropriate kinyan. He says, "Imeshiches abehemes ki have chatzar shitvim v'gam b'makon anoch abehemes ashishol koina." He says, "Now he says, you have to not only the guy needs to be koina the actual field. How's the guy going to be koina the animals? How is the guy going to be koina the equipment, the machinery, the tractors? Star works for movables." From metaltalin, it's a whole shayla. If star only works for car, kava works for metaltalin.
It's an agreement.
Setumta. Oh, that's something called setumta. Very good. Once
agav.
But in this case,
you know, everybody wants to know the answers. So I'll tell you.
In this case, it was more complicated because it was not a product sold.
Yeah.
It was produced on Shabbos. Orders they had from before.
From before, yeah.
That was produced on Shabbos. Was shipped after Shabbos.
Right.
So. This was more complicated. I had to work out.
How did it work out? 100%.
No, which product, you know.
Sackler has special.
When you know, was done, you know, on Shabbos, which was not produced on Shabbos.
Exactly. That becomes also complicated.
It's
very
not
good.
Like selling just a retail thing.
Very good. So let's just focus. Let's excellent. Let's just focus back on this point here. I'll tell you, just practically speaking, those that do the shtar mechira, by the way, those that do the shtar mechira, it's very interesting. What are they actually doing? They're doing in the actual shtar. They're doing a kinyan shtar. That's number one. Besides doing a kinyan shtar, they're doing a kinyan suda. Besides doing a kinyan suda, they do a down payment of a kinyan kesef. They actually do all three with the guy. If you do a shtar mechira for Shabbos properly, you really do all three. And you do a kinyan agav for the metaltalin.
What's
that? A down payment, a kinyan kesef.
The guy gives the down payment?
Let me explain to you in a moment how you can really structure one of these shtamachiris. Give me just another few moments. We'll read the Rechaim, we'll read what Ramesh has to say, and then we'll get back to this. Give me a moment, okay? He says, and then he speaks about the Nusach Hashtar. He says, the Bezeh Ha'akam Koin Ha'karka. Hay Koin the Karka. Bishtar Kesef Chazoka. Okay, Rafik Purta. Oinol. Agav Karka Makneo Metaltan. Vegam Meshich Lotoy Chatzer Beishim Machnisim Shom. Vafilo Shloi Bekavon Laha Beshitas Koina. Okay? So that's basically on a very high level what he says. What's very interesting, by the way, in the next tshuva, Simen Vav, which is also a very famous tshuva which the Devar Chaim wrote, and Rabbi, I just want to point this tshuva out for yourself for a point that you made before this year. There is a structure in Shulchan Aruch how you can originally create a partnership between a yid and a goy. And doctor, we learned this before. The structure is you take a business, and you say you enter into a partnership, l'katchila, and the original partnership is as follows. You say to the guy, we have 7 days a week, I have to work, there's two ways of doing it. Either I have to work 6 days, you have to work 7 days, and the Shabbos profits are totally yours. Or you say, I have to work 6 days, you need to work 6 days. You work Shabbos, I'll work a different day. Whatever amount of money comes in from Shabbos is yours. Whatever amount of money comes in from the weekdays, 1 day in the weekdays, connected Yom HaShabbos, is mine. Those were the two cases that the Mechaber learned this morning. And then we learned that if the parties at the end decide to be Mevater and not make that split, that's their decision. As long as at the onset they made this condition, right? Then there was an additional Mechaber.
50% of the business is Shabbos.
Oh, that's the big complication. That's car washes, that's where the complications come in. You have a car wash, rove of the business come on Shabbos. There are many such businesses. No, some business you can do a Shabbos Sunday split. It's nish geferlich. But if you can't do a Shabbos Sunday split, perhaps you want to go with the concept that we threw out a few moments ago. That concept was that if you have a goyish CEO that actually earns approximately a seventh of the income of the business, so then you can make a deal with him that he owns the business for Shabbos, and that would also work.
What if Shabbos is 20%?
No, that's where it gets complicated. Yeah. However, all of this, Rabbi Isai, is a discussion, and that was a discussion we had before this year. We're having a very different discussion now. We're having a different discussion, l'katchila, should you enter into such an arrangement or not? So l'katchila, to enter into an arrangement, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, of course you're allowed to do, because that's a real partnership. The Devar Chaim in the next Shuvah says, he says, that's when you're in this partnership already. But when you're not in this partnership, and the Mechaber didn't say that it's mutter to make a shtar mechira with a goy based on this concept. What the Mechaber said was, if this is the true definition of the partnership, you're allowed to do it. And he brings out such a fascinating point in the next piece. He says, we have a debate all over if Harama works or not. And the Tuah Shah says it only works by a Derabana, not by a Deraisa. Roif HaPaiskim disagree, and they say you could do it by a Deraisa, and that's why when it comes to Mechir Shabbos, we all do it, and that's why when it comes to Mechir Chametz, we do it, and by Hete Iska, which also is a tremendous kula, many do the Hete Iska. But the Devar Chaim says that's very different in our case, because there's nothing wrong with entering into a shtar mechira. If a shtar mechira was a bona fide shtar mechira, he says, but here we enter into a shtar mechira, which is not even true. Why is it not even true? Because what you write in that shtar mechira never even takes place. Why does it never take place? Because the guy doesn't walk out with a seventh of your multi-million-dollar business.
You were casting the deal, or you start the deal this way. It shouldn't be a difference if you start the deal this way or later on a year.
No, I'm going to stop you right there.
Why?
The Devar Chaim says that has to be the bona fide deal. That has to be the true deal.
Bona fide, that is to say that, you know what? And from now on, the Shabbos profits go to the guy.
Stop. Who's doing that? Nobody.
What do you mean nobody?
Nobody's giving the Shabbos profits to the guy.
Why not?
Who is? But one second. The average person that walks into my door and says, I have a problem. People walk into me all the time and say, I have a problem. I have a business. I have to keep it open on Shabbos or in the weekdays. So what? Nursing home's a different story. We'll talk about nursing home in a moment. Okay?
What's the different story?
Nursing homes, hospitals, real estate. We have to talk about different industries. Retail stores is a more complicated case. But the question is, a person comes like a trill and he says, I have a goyisha partner. That's the Divrei Chaim's point. Somebody comes and says, I have a goyisha partner. So he says, no, you have the mechaber. The mechaber tells you what to do. But you're coming in, you're saying, no, I want to bring in a goyisha partner to make a haroma, but I'm not going to keep what it says in that haroma anyways, because I'm not going to give him a seventh.
If you're not going to keep it in the second case, then
so what's the point?
If you're not going to keep it in the first case, then it also shouldn't work. The point is, I'll tell you what, you create a situation
where it covers.
What are you creating? What are you creating? The bottom line is, this is one thing which people are not realizing. You're not supposed to make money on Shabbos. Number one. So a guy has a business that's worth tens of millions of dollars and is throwing off millions of dollars of profit a year. I've yet to meet, I'm not going to say yet to meet, but just about nobody who walks in to do a Shtar Mechir for Shabbos says, I'm willing. One second. I'm asking, what's Chametz Pesach to do with this? Chametz Pesach doesn't produce profits. The Chametz Pesach. Yes, I'm asking you a question.
You're selling the product, except with aroma, but you're actually the sale is a sale of Chometz HaPesach.
Exactly. It's not mine.
What you're setting up is not set up. No, but he was saying is whatever you're setting up, really you're not going to keep it the term.
That's the big issue.
What if the guy pays him?
Oh, Gvaldi. Do it. Because who's doing that? Who's doing that?
The guy doesn't know. I mean, he's just going to write a piece of paper. I
want anybody in this room, because everybody here is sort of like looking at me like the point of the Divrei Chaim is a point that's coming that's not well taken. Who is doing a shtar? Your business, if you did a shtar mechir for Shabbos, you're giving away the Shabbos profits?
I set it up, and I would give him $100,000 of my anticipated number. I did it in Warsaw, I had Pesach also, and everything, all those numbers. How many days? I made a chesed over how many days in a year? I took that number, and I said, that belongs to you. In return for that, I'm going to give you X amount of dollars on annual basis. Let's want to go through the records. I won't go through the records.
Fine. Very good. So if you look in the next Shuv in the Divrei Chaim Simon above, he throws out this concept. This concept is thrown out, but. One second. Let's get to this. The Divrei Chaim was against the concept of the Shtar Mechira because he felt generally that it's not really going to be kept. You have a pretty perfected Shtar Mechira. We'll talk about that in a moment. Okay. I just want you to take a look for a moment before we talk about the perfected Shtar Mechira in Simon Chaf Aleph, the next Tshuva. Simon Chaf Aleph is written by the Sri Deyesh, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg. He has a very interesting encounter that took place. Okay, go to the Sri Deyesh, and he writes the story. He says, the second paragraph, he says, Hine koidem al mechama kishayisi rav v'ir fil vishki. Okay, wherever that was.
It was in Lithuania.
Huh? He says in Lithuania. Okay.
Oh, it says
Hevtziri shebi'iri lahatalem as havoide b'shabbos. So the balabatim came along and they said, make me a shtar mechira for Shabbos. They argued, so the Balbatim came and says, Rebbe, other machashta mechira, or we're going to be mechal Shabbos. Alright, so that's pretty tall order. The Rebbe that was by us before me said, b'shum oifen, I won't be matter.
That's why he's not there anymore.
Okay, Ha'av Bezen from Vilkavishki, Asmicha Le.
Vilkavishki.
Okay, you guys know all these cities, I don't know them. Hit Ayadei Shutfes Akka. Okay. Right? Right. Ibosi Ayadei Zeb and Mavucha Gedoyle, I don't know what to do. So should I go and be Matir or not? I'll be in the same position as the previous Rav, like you said. Venasati Leradin Lisha Lispi Hagon Hatzadik Baal HaChofetz Chaim. Okay, the Maaser Rav, he writes, he went to the Chofetz Chaim to ask the Shaila.
After World War I.
Yeah, Ma'alasa, it's Vustiach. Tav Reish Tzadik Ches is the year of the Tshuva that he writes it. So he says, Vagon Hatzadik Zal Omali, She'en he writes to Lachri B'davazeh. The Chofetz Chaim didn't want to take a position. Me'achas Yesh Ponim Lekan Lekan, there are people that say one way, people that say the other way. Lefichach Ein Yochel Lekabel Achrayas B'davazeh. It's a shaila. Listen to how serious this shaila is. The Divrei Chaim wrote against it pretty much. The Divrei Chaim wrote in certain Eifanim it's mutter. The Chofetz Chaim refused to take a position. V'soif dava hoye shegam ani yechmati v'esati v'lo yinasati b'shum oifen shtar mechira shtar chut shitves. So he didn't let. Then he continues to say, but in your case, I'm going to write a shtar mechira. because it's nagei lepikuach nefesh shel mishpocha b'Yisrael. So, just to give you a flavor of the concept, is that they would have lost their livelihood and they would have been in a very dire straits. They would have been in dire straits. So,
kill the Rebbe.
Firstly, I just want to throw it out there. Yediv Rechayim had issues with it. He said that even if we hold Harama as Mutta, the Harama has to at least be a Harama. Here, generally, the Harama is not a Harama. Okay, and he explains why, because you're not giving the bona fide Shabbos prophets to the goy. The Chofetz Chaim, you have a edus of the 3-day Eish that he refused to paskin on this question. Now, Reb Moshe, in the next Shuvan, Simon Nunhei, has a discussion if you should do a Shtar Mechira or not. And Simon Nunhei, and Reb Moshe says, B'dov alas Shtar Mechira b'shvil heta avoyde b'shabbos, ein dati noicha mezeh. Reb Moshe says, I don't like the idea, okay? Af kishayisi b'Europe, even when I was in Europe, ki haroma gedoyla mizeh, it's a big haroma, v'gam, b'roiv hapa'omim hishaloi kadin. Most shtar mechiras are not written properly, Reb Moshe says. Do akaponim niska mishabas, b'oifen shein anochi shayach shayase, adat d'nafshe, v'ois b'emes, rak adat d'balabayis, la'avocha shalahem, shazeh b'emes osa. Really, the whole shtar mechira is a loophole, how I can go and make money, so which is really osa. And he says, avad in America, he says, with his chil shabas, his porets, okay? One second. What's that?
Why does the guy have to have a say in the operation?
What do you guys have a say? If you're doing a shtar mechira for Shabbos, you're selling your business to the guy. Period. The Devar Chaim said he's very taken aback. What's he selling the business to the guy and I'm operating the guy? I'm operating the business. What?
He has the right to order.
Okay, and a chanam, good point. So I just wanted to first put it out there that you have all these great gedolim that had issues with it. Let's talk a little bit practically, halacha lemaisa. Okay, halacha lemaisa. I've had many discussions with my Rebbe Zichron Lerocha, Rav Belsky, on this discussion of Heta Mechira, because throughout the years in Rabbanus, that's one of the standard things that people come with on a regular basis. People have businesses, they want to keep them open on Shabbos, right? Or Yontif. Shabbos happens to be, in most industries, they can shut down on Shabbos. Yontif becomes a little bit more complicated. And we actually went through many of these shuvas, we discussed this many times. The rule of thumb, what he basically told me, was as follows. Now, I'll just first throw it out by sharing a story. There's a fellow came to me and he said that he wants me to write a Shtar Mechira, because he's about to, a very affluent fellow from a very wealthy family. They're buying a business which runs, they want to buy, they're in the car leasing business. They're quite big throughout the United States. And they're buying a business that runs credit checks on behalf of the car leasing companies, which means every time you walk into a company to lease a car, within 5 minutes, they're going to get back to you with a response if you're eligible to lease the car or not, and at what rate. They're going to run your credit. Now, if those businesses are shut down on Shabbos, which is one of the most popular days to lease a car, it will be very detrimental for the business. Okay, so I asked him, can I write the Shtar Mechira or not? And Rybelsky told me, absolutely not, don't write the Shtar Mechira. Tell the person not to go into this business in the first place. So I said to him, why not? He says, look, if you're in a business, you have a basic business that's open all week. Okay, for example, like you said it very well, I have a nursing home, right? Or I have a hospital. I have a basic business that's there all week. Now, if I'm not going to provide service to my homes on Shabbos or the hospital, so what, the Eidah gets stopped when it comes to Shabbos? That's ridiculous. You can't run a business that way. But it's not like I'm making my business off Shabbos. So Rav Elsky told me as follows. When a person's Ikka business is Shabbos, the rest of the money comes from the week, and he comes to you right away and says, write a Shtar Mechira. He says, of course. The answer is no. You don't do a Shtar Mechira in such a case.
Is the Ikka business in that business is not Saturday business?
You're going into a business. The mucker is... Again, let me repeat the answer, and I'll tell you the mucker. Okay? The answer is that I'll answer both questions at the same time. The shtar mechira for Shabbos, as you see, Reb Moshe, Devar Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim, was a concept that was highly questionable concept. Right? There were some that did it. Some that didn't do it. At the end, there's always this little caveat. The little caveat is, we're going to do it. When are we going to do it? Ashkapanus, there's no Breira. There's the Shas Hadchak. There seems to be one thing is a unanimous consensus. They had this machloikus about 200 years ago amongst the Poskim, yes or no, and the consensus is no unless it's a big Shas Hadchak. That was pretty much where they left this discussion. So what he said to me is what he was makabel, obviously from speaking to his Rebbeim, that and reading these shuvas, you read the Rechaim's shuv as well and Ramesh's shuv as well, you really walk away with this concept. If you really have a business, but you have a Shas Hadchag, Lamosh, let me give you another.
Get to business. Company comes to you, should I buy a nursing home?
Right.
Nothing wrong buying a nursing home.
No, you're okay with a nursing home.
You're okay with the nursing home.
What's just let me answer it's this question. What's the difference between the nursing home and the car leasing?
Terrence is very simple. Terrence is the car leasing business, most of the profits comes from Shas.
Oh, okay, so that's the difference.
And the car washing business Remy, usually is the same way.
Where's
so,
the marker? Really, where's the marker? Where's the marker? Can't buy
no, because the marker is very simple. The marker is they weren't mata generally shtar mechiras. That was fine. Like for example, I'll tell you one. Where do you have a classic shtar mechira? Guy comes in, he's in the securities industry, right? And if you can't, if you're in the banking and securities industry, people that are mortgage lenders, right? So when it comes to Shabbos, they can easily shut down. But when it comes to a Tuesday, that's a yontif. And there's a closing that's taking place because the mortgage went through and the closing is taking place and your company is not available to give the support of the supporting information. So and they're all going to be calling off the hook Tuesday, Hantas Shvius, Hantas Paisa. So there it's going to be it's going to work against your company. It's more like a hefsid type of concept. That's where you find the Shtar Mechira is written. The first thing is a general rule of thumb. Just to answer the question, Shtar Mechira is a concept which is a questionable concept. The Poskim heavily debated it. They were against the concept on a very high level. I showed you big gedolim, the Rechaim, the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Moshe, but they all were matted with Knechtin. Now, as I said to you, when you're in the nursing home or in the medical supply business, or for example, I'll write Shtar Mechira. There are a few people came to me, they said as follows, we own buildings, right? So the buildings are basically shut down on Shabbos, right?
There's no maintenance.
So the guy wants to make himself comfortable. So I said to him, okay, let me write a Shtar Mechira that your workers don't work for you on Shabbos when they go to fix the boiler. The truth is that it's a chumrah because HaKachoy Meitzotzina, you're allowed to fix a boiler on Shabbos, okay? That's number one. Now, when the Shtar Mechira is written, let's go back to the kolom that we learned the last few weeks in the shir. It has to be written as a bona fide Shtar Mechira. And what are those rules in the bona fide Shtar Mechira? Either you give the guy real profits for Shabbos. For example, he can actually own a seventh of the business. That's one real way of doing it. The other way to do it is that you really give him the Schar Shabbos and you do a calculation. And you have a Shtar Mechira, which is written actually in the Devar Chaim and Ramosha. And I've actually written those Shtar Mechiras. Reb Elsi wrote a very nice one with me, and I'll share the basic concept of the Shtar Mechira. The concept goes as follows. You make a deal with a guy that, and this is again, as I said, in the Shas Hadchag, that when it comes to Shabbos or Yontif, the day of Shabbos or Yontif, you sell them the business. But you really sell them the business. Now, how do you sell them the business? You sell them the business as follows. I go and I sell the business to the guy. He gives me $10 as a down payment for the business. So that is called a Kinyan Kesef. At the same time, I do a Kinyan Shtar with him, which is the Kinyan Shtar. And at the same time, I do a Kinyan Sudr. Most Poskim hold that if you have those three Kinyanim, you're doing fine. Now, there's another addition in the Kinyanim, which we... Chalipin is a machloikis, Taistav Gimon Kedusha. Then there's another thing which you need to do. We do all three. And we do a Kinyan called Setumta. Okay? Setumta means Minik HaSoichrim, that this is the way you do business. Let's go with the next concept. We also use in there Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav means, because if I sell to you my business, there is the actual real property. And with the real property, I do a Kinyan Agav. I sell you the tractors of the company and whatever they are. I sell you this business from 1/2 hour before Shabbos till 1/2 hour after Shabbos. Now, why am I makbid on the extra halva shoe? Because in the event that it becomes a shala with schar Shabbos, not on the business, but on the sale, on the schiris, I don't want to be in such situations. I want to have havla, okay? I want to have havla on the rest of the picture. So that's firstly how you structure the sale. Then what you do is as follows. This is interesting. The Rechaim actually writes this, and Rybelski actually wrote a few of the Shtar Mechirim. He actually used this concept. It's a very fascinating concept. This is the concept that you mentioned. You say as follows. You say to the guy, after Shabbos, you have the right to an accounting. And in that accounting, what are we going to do in that accounting? We're going to see how much money you earned on Shabbos. You may have earned money on Shabbos. You may have lost money on Shabbos. Let me tell you why you may have lost money on Shabbos. Because I sold you my business. You only gave me $10. My business was worth $10 million. I sold you for a seventh of that number. Now, remember, the rest of the money you owe me. I gave you back a mortgage. So since I gave you back a mortgage for the rest of the money, you owe me interest. This is what we actually write. You owe me interest on the difference between the $10 down payment you gave me and the actual purchase price of my business.
Interest is also for Shabbos.
Huh? No, I said havla. One second. I threw in havla to cover that. Havla. I covered that with havla. 1 second. Okay, so I added a half hour before and a half hour after. Asha Alkain, what we accomplished now is, comes Matzah Shabbos, the guy has to scratch his head and say, did I do a good deal or did I do a bad deal? And the guy may decide he did a bad deal. So I say to the guy, you know what? I'll give you an out. For $50 a weekend, you have a choice. Take that $50 and forgive your right to the accounting. What you do is you take a guy that's in the company, you want to give him a bonus of a few $1,000s, you throw him $50 a week, and thereby you did it. We also write one more line. We write a line that we say that it's renewable weekly, which means if that week he finally shows up to do that accounting with me, I can kick him out next week, and I cannot sell to him next week. In other words, it's a sale that's a renewable sale every single week. That is the way you do a really nice shtar mechira. I have to tell you that there was a fellow in this area I did a shtar mechira for. He has a big soicha, and he came back. He came with his attorney. They redlined my whole agreement, and they have markups. They marked up a whole bunch of things. So he was a bit cautious, and he was makpid to write in the agreement that instead of selling it to the guy, he's leasing it to the guy for the Shabbos period. I said, what are you concerned? He says, I don't need on Sunday. He should bring his attorneys and say he actually owns my business. Okay? I said to him, it comes back. He said, no, I don't want to get into the whole thing. It's interesting. I had a conversation with Rybelski about it. He said, it works. He said also a long-term lease would be considered like a real lease, and he had rayas from Shas that a you can have certain schiras that deem like ownership, but that's the way to do it. But that doesn't answer the general question, should I or shouldn't I do it? And the answer to that question is, only do it in a Shas at Chag. I'll just conclude by saying that... One second, let me just finish. I'm going to take a question in a second. One more second. I'm just going to conclude by saying that in the end of this book, and I have a truth from the Shevet Halevi, who's Rav Ozner, who also speaks about yes, know how to do it. At the end, he speaks about to a fellow in Genf who purchased a bank, and he wanted to know if he should make a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos or not. And he says at the end that... Ibadik imenusa. Interesting. She call eli she mechapshin lehem hette benegeya l'shabes b'tchilosin mescharten b'soiftam. Gam kashehoyu gam uvde etzli im echad ha-gevirim. He writes that it's not good for the mazel, he says. And he has stories that he went through. So there were people that were just concerned of going into this whole concept. But again, so if it should or shouldn't be done, bottom line, ask a shailas chochem. If it's really a tzorech, you'll do it. If you do it already, do it correctly, like we discussed. Go ahead.
Partnership is good enough. Now, partnership also you can say jointly and severally, which means that every yes, 1/7. Is it 1/7 of that day, or is it 1/7 of every single day?
1/7 of that day. You could do it. Rav Moshe has shuvas. If you look in here, where he actually does partnerships based on the sevenths of the day, with the days. And he actually, but you have to.
He has to specify.
Specify, exactly.
Those days.
The splitting it by the days usually works only in the case where it's a guy working and he's earning approximately a seventh of the value of the business.
Profit. Why can't it be a worker? Why can't it be the profit he's an owner?
And Hanami. But then, as long as there's a problem, when you're an owner, you can't direct him that he has to work on Shabbos. Because it has to be aqua data and
absolute. But I have staff. I have staff there.
Right.
So he gets
first of all, in a business.
This was a food business.
And why can't it be closed on Shabbos?
I don't know if I'm going to shop.